Jogger, once again, the Edmonton Oilers, a team that hasn't had a positive COVID test amongst their players, has another game postponed due to the opposition. And it's understandable why they postponed this game again to the Vancouver Canucks. So the Oilers won't have to go back-to-back from Vancouver to Winnipeg. They will play the Jets and might even play them a little bit earlier on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, not having to go back-to-back from Vancouver to Winnipeg will be helpful for them. I don't know if it's going to happen with these games that they're missing or where they get made up or how it's all going to work, but I guess you just put that worry off for another day and don't stress about it. Take the rest where you can get it. The good news is they got an answer before they got on a flight this afternoon, so that's good. And now another day of practice, another day of prep, and getting set for Winnipeg. So, yeah, I think, you know, I'm listening to the availabilities and the players are being asked lots of questions about it. I'm sure they're frustrated, but they're doing and saying the right things. They're not putting blame on anybody. They're just saying we got to roll with it like everybody. And that's what you have to be saying right now. So good on them, and they'll take the rest and hit Winnipeg fresh.
Yeah, you know, there's really nothing to do, and I just talked about it earlier. Like it's day by day, Sugar. Like you can't do anything about it. So you know, for the Edmonton Oilers, when you're looking at it, is there a player you think that could really use or needed a little bit of space or a little time? You know, outside of an injured guy like Nuge.
Yeah, good question. What's the status in the situation with James Neal? It seems like the more rest he gets and time for recovery from whatever he was banged up from, maybe it helps him. Maybe he can come back and and have his high end ready to go. So maybe it benefits a player like that. I mean, I don't think so, Strutty. Like it's these long stretches are a little bit too much. I think guys would prefer to be rolling games through, right? So. Outside of letting injured guys rest, you know, bumps and bruises, if guys are banged up, it probably benefits everybody a little bit. But I don't know if anybody specifically was needing time, you know, time between games. Yeah. Like, you know, Caleb Jones needed to get into a couple of games before Kulikov gets here to try and get some footing. You know what I mean? Might not get as much of that now if he's going to get into any of these games. So, yeah, we'll see.
Shocker, last night, Montreal lays an absolute egg against the Flames. And, this is not an anti-Flame, like, or anything like that. But, you know, it was a really tough night. And now, like, the Flames, they wake up this morning like, geez, guys, really 4 points behind. And they play them again. You know, so they could actually be in a really good position here after tomorrow. So, you know, is this the spark maybe that the Flames needed or could use underneath Daryl Sutter to say, man, we're actually not out of this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they need to consider themselves out of it. They played 43 games, or 4 points out. They've still got a game to play, the team they're chasing. Now, Montreal has games in hand. But look, the Oilers are going to view this as an opportunity to put Montreal, like, out of the rearview mirror. I mean, they're close to now. But if Montreal wins both games against Edmonton, say, that's a big swing, like a big swing. So Edmonton is going to look at it as an opportunity to put Montreal in the rearview mirror. So they're not going to have an easy out against Edmonton, right? So if Montreal drops a couple and Calgary keeps rolling along here, they've got a few in a row here, I think. Three straight wins. Yeah, it could be good for them. I get such a kick out of Daryl Sutter, though. He was asked a question about the confidence of his team, and he's like, yeah, confidence isn't a problem. Our problem is trying to play at the same speed as the rest of the league. He's just not happy with his overall team speed, and he just keeps griping on it. He's like, it's like he showed up, you know, and he's trying to clean up the mess, looking at Brad Treliff and going, what the hell did you put such a slow team together for?
Yeah, it is pretty interesting. But, I look at the Flames like they're better than they've shown. I really do feel that. And Daryl can call them slow or whatever, but I mean, they should be, should be right around or better than where they're at now. And, I just am blown away. And I know, can Markstrom get himself, win a few games for him? And all of a sudden they're back in this fight. Cause I think what the NHL doesn't want, is just a clear four in the North. And then you kind of get disinterested because after that, it's just a matter of who plays who in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, you know the interesting move, too, with Calgary at the deadline? Like, did they have to trade Sam Bennett? Like, was that a must move, do you think?
Well, I think of the return. I don't know how you can't. You know,
yeah.
what I mean? Like if someone said that a second rounder than a known asset in the player, the European player, I can't Thinnen, whatever his name is, mm-hmm. you know what you're getting, and you obviously must have scouted him. So I mean, those are two pretty good things. Did you not like the return?
Well, it's not that I didn't like the return, but you know what I really, really liked? I really liked Sam Bennett in the playoffs last year. I think Sam Bennett is probably, let's say he's a little bit like Zach Kassian in some ways. Different, I'm not comparing them directly.
I hear you.
But he's a guy that might frustrate you through 82 games where you're like, oh, man. But you hit a playoff series, and he skates fast, and he hits hard, and he has the ability to finish a little bit. And those guys just seem invaluable to me in the playoffs. Like, I think about, you know, how he'd look on this Oilers team, playing on their third line, say. Like, how would he look on a third line with Josh Archibald and Juha Kara, say? You know, like, I just, if they crawl back into the playoffs, I think they're going to miss Sam Bennett when they're there, if they find a way to get there. But we don't know everything that was going on there, and it was tenuous, but it seemed like he was getting a little bit more traction under Daryl Sutter. It's just funny listening to Sutter talk about the team not having enough speed, and they traded one of their better skating forwards.
No, that is a good point.
Ryan Schalk from TSN joins us. And hey, I love that, that's what's great about it. But hope is one thing and reality is another. I just, you know, unless Montreal just completely, you know, stubs their toe down the stretch here. Calgary, you know, it's really tough. They have to play incredible hockey to make the playoffs because they're 4 points back. Montreal has 3 games in hand. They still play each other, I think, 4 more times. So, you know, they're going to have to sweep all of those games.
They play each other 4 more times, Calgary and Montreal?
Yeah.
4 more against each other. I didn't realize that. Well, you like that even better if you're Calgary because you're facing your own hand,
you win.
Right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah, no, it's true.
You would way rather – that's better that they have more games against Montreal left because now, I mean, like I was saying to Strutty, Greg, like Edmonton hasn't been great against Montreal this year, but, I mean, the Oilers are going to view this as a good opportunity next week. So, yeah, if you're the Flames, you're within striking distance, and your destiny's in your own hands because you played them enough times to try and make up that difference. So,
games
in hand.
Yeah, they play them tomorrow night. Then they host Montreal next Friday, Saturday, and Monday in Calgary.
They got a 3-game set against them all in a row.
Yeah, 3-4.
Oh,
yeah.
That's going to be, I mean, yeah, what a great opportunity for them. Markstrom starting to find his stride a little bit, and they're at home against them. That seems to me like that could well be a battle for that playoff spot. So that's 6 points. What if they take, let's say they take 5 of 6 points against Montreal, mm-hmm. right? And it's all what ifs. But, I mean, and then we'll see what Montreal does against Edmonton here. But a combination of Calgary taking care of some business against Montreal and Montreal being average and, you know, just saying there's a chance might be interesting.
Ryan Schalk from TSN joins us. So what do you think the chances are? Does Dave Tippett, the last time, you know, he had McDavid Drysdale against Ottawa. They didn't produce a lot in the second game, but, you know, the Devin Shore and those guys scored goals and they won. Then they went to Calgary and they split them up and they got shut out. Granted, I understand the whole Colby Cave funeral and celebration of life was going on that afternoon, so that might have played a part in it, no question. If you're Dave Tippett, do you split them up tomorrow, or do you load up your first line against the Jets?
Not tomorrow. Yeah, I split them up. Yeah, you can't muck around with one line against the Winnipeg Jets. They bring 3 centers that can all hurt you. So you got to spread it out, and then you got to tell Juha Kara, you absolutely have to play. You know, you have to play some of the best hockey you've played all year because, like that 1-2-3 down the middle for the Jets, and you know, with Lowry doing, you know, when he does what he can do, I just don't know how you load up one line against these guys. They come at you with too much. So yeah, I split them up and challenge everybody. What did you guys say?
Oh, you got to split them up. There's no doubt. It's not even. It's like they're too deep. You know, like you go 3 centers deep there, and you know, Greggs feels pretty good about that matchup with Lowry and Jujar, but I think in 7 I'll still tip the hat to Lowry, the big man.
Oh yeah,
for what he can do, just a longer track record, right? So You know, I've said it, like, I know the Oilers have a winning record against Winnipeg. That's the team I do not want them to play in the first round. I would take Toronto. I would take Montreal, or, you know,
really?
If Calgary can get in there. Winnipeg, their goaltending buddy, he's too good. They're three lines deep, as you mentioned, their fourth line hustles. We already discussed it. I think they made a huge mistake not bringing another D-man, but whatever, that's neither here nor there. It's water under the bridge. But that is a team I do not want the Oilers to play in the playoffs.
Well, that's who they're going to play, it looks like.
I know. I don't like that matchup of the three. How do you see it, Chuck?
Against them this year.
Even though I know the record, I know all of that, but I do not like. So if you just go through the Oilers, let's just go goalie to goalie. Who are you going to take? And Mike Smith's playing great.
Yeah, you take their guy for sure.
And over seven games, he's gonna tilt you. The defense, I think he might give a slight nod to the Oilers, but it's not like they're overwhelming. And then up front, they have 12 deeper forwards than the Oilers do. And I just think it's tough. I think Lowry will take on either. I'd probably put Lowry against the big guy Leon, and then that frees up one of the other two centermen to do what they want to do. So I do not like this matchup, guys. Tough spot. You don't see it that way, Shogar. You don't mind that matchup?
I do. Look, they played them well this year. I think that I wonder what McDavid and Scheifele's numbers look like head to head, like how they compare. I feel like McDavid, you know, like they're close too, they're buddies. I feel like McDavid plays well against Scheifele. I don't know if the numbers back that up or not, but I feel like that's the sense I've gotten, and certainly he has this year. I agree. I mean, that's why. Like, I pointed to Adam Lowry multiple times this season as a reason why the Oilers need to have Tuukka Rask as a fourth line center and to shore themselves up in the third line spot, because you run into a team like that and you're going to be in trouble. So for sure, it's not a great matchup three down the middle for them. But if everybody's healthy, I think the Oilers have a chance. Like, they're McDavid and Draisaitl doing what they do, and if they can get some sort of contributions from others, they're not going to need a lot. You give the Oilers the edge in the power play, although they tend to put the whistles away in the playoffs a little bit more. I think it'd be a great series. I'd love to see it. So I don't care if they win or lose. I would love to see the hockey. Bring it on. That'd be good. That'd be a good series.
Oh, absolutely. And like, again, listen, I'm not saying they're overwhelming favorites, but I don't know why. I feel like they can do better against Toronto and Montreal.
Even though they've beaten Winnipeg more this year and gotten schooled by Toronto and Montreal all year.
Yeah, and maybe I just give them too much respect to Winnipeg, and that's very possible. Very emotional today, Shogar.
You okay, buddy? You want to talk about it? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, the next three games might give us a little insight on how it's going. Like, it's 4-2. They've all basically been one-goal games between the Oilers and the Jets so far. And the one thing Winnipeg does is they play a little bit more run and gun. And that feeds into how Edmonton plays. You know, Edmonton is better. Their goals against have improved a lot, but they're still not a dominant team defensively, for sure. Shogar, we will chat with you tomorrow, and we'll actually preview a game because the Oilers will be playing the Jets for sure on Saturday.
All right. Sounds good, guys.